The crib listing. 20 minutes out, still on the floor. One hand typing, barely used, must go. The other hand refusing to let go of a onesie you'll never sell. The buyer's on their way, 20 minutes out according to the last text, and you are sitting on the nursery floor with a stack of onesies you were supposed to have boxed an hour ago, not finished, not close to finished, saying goodbye at a pace the calendar didn't agree to. The transformation this card asks for isn't optional, but today it's refusing to move at anyone's convenience but grief's. Death reversed isn't stagnation as failure, it's a transition that needs more time than the listing allowed for. That's allowed. Text the buyer, ask for 20 more minutes, or let the crib go a day later than planned. The ending will still happen. It doesn't have to happen on schedule. What may cross your path? A buyer's almost there text could arrive while you're nowhere near ready, physically or otherwise. You might find yourself sitting on a nursery floor, unmoving, longer than the task should reasonably take. A single tiny sock or hat could derail an entire hour you'd planned to spend efficiently packing. You could ask to reschedule a pickup because you, not the furniture, weren't actually ready to let go yet. Buy yourself the extra 20 minutes if you need them. The ending is real either way, but it doesn't have to be rushed. Your mantra: this ending can happen at my pace, not the buyer's.